Saint Joseph, pray for us. In whatever tribulation they shall cry to me, I will hear them. The Alleluia verse of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Fathers, dear faithful and children, if Saint Joseph is the patron saint and the protector of the Catholic Church, he is also, in view of that same paternal role of his as our father, he is also our provider. He gets for us what we need to carry out all of our duties and obligations as Catholics. In Asia, way long ago, children, before that war they call the Second World War, when Japan invaded quite a bit of Asia, there were some Catholic missionary sisters in Malaysia, which is a part of it, specifically in the place called Kuala Lumpur. And they had just opened up, these sisters had, a little Catholic school at Kajang, which was 15 miles away from their main convent and school. The people in this village had always been Catholic for a long time, but for lack of a priest, as often happens, they were starting to fall away from the faith. The problem the sisters faced was this: how to get there and back again to the convent where they would stay at night, back and forth every day. If they went on the train, it would take 2 hours, and it would be impossibly hot. It's very humid there, and their wimples would wilt and everything, and it would just be impossible. But to hire a car to drive them, that would be about $20 a day, and that would have been impossible too. So the nuns made a novena to the little flower, and they had an unusual idea. They were praying for a car, and to make Saint Teresa understand just how urgent this need was, one of the nuns got a little model car, toy car, and hung it around the neck of the statue of Saint Teresa. Well, they made their novena, but on the ninth day, there was no car. Make another novena, said the Reverend Mother, and get Saint Joseph in on it too. We have to have a car by Monday. Sure enough, they got another one of those little model cars, and this time they put the second one around the neck of St. Joseph's statue, and they prayed very devoutly. Thursday, a very wealthy and devout Catholic Chinese businessman came to see a cousin of his in the convent. He had heard that she was seriously ill, but as it turns out, he was mistaken. Well, they had a nice visit anyway, and his cousin, the Catholic sister, showed him all around the convent, and when they made a visit first to the chapel, he wondered about those car, little toy cars. And when they got outside, he said, "Say, sister, what's going on with that? What's around the neck of those two saints?" "Well," she explained, "that's a model car, because we need the saints to give us a real car, and we need it real fast." And she told him all about the school project in Kajang. "Well," the businessman said, "you tell Reverend Mother she shall have her car, only get those toys off the statues." And 3 days later, a brand new car comes driving up into the courtyard of the convent, special delivery from St. Joseph, with a little help, I'm sure, from St. Teresa. And the priest came out and he blessed it, and they made a little procession. Because the Chinese were involved, they, like the Mexicans, enjoy firecrackers, so there were some firecrackers too. And it was quite the little celebration. And then they were able to take care of their mission to educate these children in the Catholic faith. There's a similar story that we heard once about the cloistered Cistercian nuns in Rome at their convent of Santa Susanna. After World War II, they wanted a washing machine. They had never had one before, and so they made a novena to St. Joseph, and nothing happened. So, being Italians, they put the statue of St. Joseph outside in the courtyard in the rain. And they informed St. Joseph he was going to stay there until he got them their washing machine. Well, they prayed some more. They prayed very, very hard. And their prayer was heard, or St. Joseph got wet. And he got in out of the rain, and the sisters got a beautiful new washing machine from a benefactor. We smile at these stories of the good sisters and the simple faith of long ago, yet it was a very strong faith, wasn't it? We smile, but we probably couldn't muster enough energy to make it through all 9 days of a novena, much less to have the faith, when we aren't heard the first time, to start it all over again with persevering confidence. What do we do when things go wrong? We worry. We complain. We get angry and depressed. We talk to everybody about it except to God and His saints. Some people take to drink. Others take to eating too much. Others collapse in front of the computer screen or the TV screen. Instead of praying more, we stop praying altogether, don't we? Well, that's a smart move. Guess who inspires that? It's the devil. And some people even start missing church. But you've come to church, and on a weekday too, to honor good St. Joseph. Remember this truth of my story. When St. Joseph gets brought in, you get results. Now let's hear from another nun who is not little but the big St. Teresa of Avila. She was very devout to St. Joseph, you know, and she said once, "This father of mine delivered me from dangers of body and soul. It did me such great services. If I ask him for something on his feast day, that's today, I always have it. The other saints, well, they help in this or that necessity. But St. Joseph, he helps in everything, especially..." Did you ever think of praying for this? "Visibly to grow in virtue." And what's the greatest virtue of all? Charity, the love of God and our neighbor for God's sake. They say, the theologians do, that the saint's power of intercession before God's throne corresponds to how much charity they had in their heart, how much love of God here upon earth. And no wonder then the little flower is so powerful with God. But no wonder too St. Joseph is first of all in his power after Mary herself. You see, there's something very special about this saint whom we've gathered to honor again today as we did last month for his Easter feast as the protector of the Catholic Church. What's special about St. Joseph? Well, with the other saints, they pray for us. They make intercession or supplicate, that's the word, supplicate for us as God's servants. Even Our Lady herself says on the Annunciation, our last solemn high mass, "Ecce ancilla Domini, behold, I am the servant, the little serving girl of the Lord." But not St. Joseph. St. Joseph in heaven does as he did once on earth at Nazareth. He speaks with authority. He was the head of the Holy Family then, and he is still honored by our Lord as his father. Children, do you remember to honor thy father and thy mother and never to speak disrespectfully of your father? I hope so. Our Lord gives you an example of that. He obeyed St. Joseph once, and that was during his hidden life. But now that our Lord is in heaven, he obeys St. Joseph still. He has never lost his respect or his affection for his earthly father, nor should we. Who tells us that we should be devoted to St. Joseph? Both St. Teresa's, the big one and the little one. Get St. Joseph involved and you start getting answers to your prayers. Who tells us to be devoted to St. Joseph? His beloved spouse, our Blessed Mother. Who tells us to be devout to St. Joseph? Our Lord himself from his throne in heaven, where right now he's listening to St. Joseph's prayers for all of the needs of the whole Catholic Church. Go to St. Joseph then. He won't necessarily get you a car, but he'll take care of your needs so that you can always work as a good Catholic. What St. Joseph is good for is getting a ride to heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.